digging in the dirt. I'm digging in the dirt.
This is Digging in the Dirt with Kevin Gallagher, where Kevin and his guests dig a little deeper into today's issues surrounding the environment, farming, gardening, and food.
And you know, here on Digging in the Dirt, I like to talk about the big picture with my guests, but I also like to feature people making a difference in their own communities. My guest today is one of those guys who can tell us about thinking globally and acting locally. I'd like to welcome Marvin Hayes, a program manager of the Baltimore Compost Collective. Good afternoon, Marvin.
Good afternoon. Thank you.
Yeah. Marvin runs a program that's a youth-empowered food scrap collection service serving the Curtis Bay, Federal Hill, Riverside Park, and Locust Point neighborhoods of Baltimore. And he has a slogan down there called Compost, Learn So We Don't Have to Burn It.
Let me help you out a little bit. It's Learn So We Don't Have to Burn, Start the Incinerator, Feed the Soil, Feed the Community. Compost around is a terrible thing to waste.
There you go. So tell me something. Why did you start up this program on composting in a poorer section of Baltimore?
I first was exposed to composting and Outward Bound in the 90s. I was a counselor for a community Chesapeake Center for Youth Development, and I got an opportunity to work with the Baltimore Compost Collective. And I was trained by a youth by the name of Mr. Emmanuel Santiago how to compost. So I was educated, and now I compost here in Sandtown, Winchester. I have vermiculture, so I do worm composting in my basement. So that's how I got exposed to compost, and I was trained by a youth who was formerly hired through the Baltimore Compost Collective, and he educated me on how to process food scraps to turn into black gold.
So explain to the folks what you're doing. How is the Compost Collective working?
So, as you said, we serve the Federal Hill, Locust Point, Riverside, Federal Hill community, and we pick up their food scraps and we bring it back to an amazing place called the Filbert Street Garden. The Filbert Street Garden is in Curtis Bay, in the middle of crime and grime, is this beautiful oasis of a garden, of a community farm, where residents that don't have access to green space get to grow their own food. We pick up those food scraps, bring it back to the garden, and process it and turn it into black gold for residents who don't have access to grow their own produce to be able to grow their own food.
Huh, that's great. So how much do you collect each week?
So we're doing about 300 pounds a week, which comes to about 1,200 pounds a month that we're diverting from the landfills and the incinerators.
And you'd like to do more than that eventually?
Yes, we would like to do more than that. We're currently working on a cash campaign so we can get a vehicle so that we can haul, so we can take more food scraps out of the incinerator and out of the landfills and take them to PG County so they can be processed and turned into black gold.
Okay, so now you have buckets that you give to the people that participate, and how much does it cost for them to participate?
We give 5-gallon buckets to our customers with bio bags, which are compostable bags, and it costs about $5 a week for a whole year. So thankful for my pioneers in Federal Hill, Locust Point, Riverside for investing in the environment and, being the actual people who are the pioneers in this pilot project of getting this food scraps diverted from the incinerator and the landfill.
And so what kind of scraps are they putting in the buckets?
Well, we have mostly vegetable scraps, fruit, at most time, some bread, garden and lawn trimmings. So we take all of those dairy products, are uncomposable, or meat products.
Okay. And when you get it, what does like 300 pounds turn into eventually? And how long does it take?
It takes 3 months for us to process the compost. We have a 6-bin system, so it moves from bin 1 to bin 2 to bin 3. And then it goes in a current corral for a month, and then it's ready to be processed.
Oh, I get it.
And turned into black gold. So right now we have some leaf gold that is currently being processed right now. And even in cold weather temperatures, we're still getting 100. Our piles are cooking at 160 degrees.
And that's important. Explain to people why that's important.
Yes, that's so important because you want as the food starts to decompose. So let me start with the process. So for every 1 pound of nitrogen, which nitrogen are considered our food scraps, and at the Filbert Street Garden, we're so blessed that we have manure coming from our goats, our ducks, and our chickens. So we use them as nitrogen. Then with that nitrogen, you add 2 parts of carbon. Carbons that we're using right now is straw, hay, and leaves. You mix that in, and it starts to decompose, and then the microorganisms start to get the temperatures up to 100 degrees so that the microorganisms, all the food scraps and the carbon, start to cook and break down and turn into black leaf gold.
Very good. And now all that goes into your farm right there that's in the inner city?
Mm-hmm. That goes, so all our residents rent raised beds there where they can grow their own produce for about $10 a month. And we provide the soil enhancer for them to put into the soil. So we're putting carbon back into the ground with the soil enhancer that we're processing at the Filbert Street Garden.
And do the people that give you the waste also benefit? Do they get something out of it other than, you know, helping the environment?
Yes, they're supporting local youth that don't have an opportunity. Not only do we transform food scraps into black gold, but we give opportunities for youth to learn small-scale composting, workforce skills. They get life skills, entrepreneurial training. So they're investing in the youth of Baltimore City in a disenfranchised area called Curtis Bay, Brooklyn. All our students come from Ben Franklin High School. Big shout out to Mr. Kenneth Moss, my youth composter, who's doing an excellent job maintaining the 3.0 average at Ben Franklin, has aspirations of being a gamer and making Kill the Incinerator game. So he look out for that in 2022. Kenneth is definitely wants to work on shutting down that incinerator and teaching people about the benefits of composting.
All right, cool. So, and you're out to create a cultural awareness in local community, right? And besides the fact that composting helps with growing some healthy food in the nearby area for people.
Yes. Yes, we want. I believe that you have to. You don't do better until you know better. So up until about maybe 3 years ago, I wasn't educated on composting. Now, like I say, I'm from Sandtown, Winchester, 72 square block in West Baltimore, where people see me now that I'm composting. I'm getting all my food scraps and my vegetable scraps and giving them to my worms, and their castings are making this beautiful, beautiful black gold castings that I use to grow vegetables for my family.
Very good. And because a lot of these areas are food deserts, right? There's not much in the way of fresh vegetables available.
Yes. Kenneth lives in Curtis Bay, and it would take him about a half an hour on the bus just to get to the local market. I think the closest market is about 4 miles away in Glen Burnie. So having this garden and being able to educate Kenny on how to grow produce, how to take care of livestock, our bees, we have a honey farm there, so the proceeds that we get from selling the honey, we use that to take care of our livestock there. So the garden is so self-sustainable, so everybody's learning from and contributing to one another. So we definitely just want to educate people on the benefit of composting, because I think that's how we can turn our small-scale business into a large-scale and be able to give youth and you could turn hustlers into haulers. You could give people opportunity to have green jobs and giving them a win-win where they can also help themselves and also help the environment.
Wow.
So that's our goal.
That's very cool. So, you know, let's talk about I want to talk a little bit about the livestock first. You're talking about goats and chickens and all pigs and stuff like that. Well, what do you got there?
So we have 2 miniature Nigerian dwarf goats. By the name of Cheese and Hazel. I'm there at the garden. Most of our animals are rescued. Mr. Charles is our livestock keeper and our beekeeper there. We also have about 10 different varieties of chickens, 5 different variety of waterfowl and duck. There at the garden, we also have a bat home where we make houses and put on a light pole for bats to be able to have a habitat to hang out. So at the Filbert Street Garden, like I say, a community that's surrounded with 2 incinerators and crime in the middle of this oasis is this beautiful garden where we have a living classroom. We start out when we're teaching youth about agriculture. We do a pizza bed where Mr. Charles has made a pizza bed there, and they grow basil, tomatoes, everything they need to make a pizza, and then they can cook it in a clay oven that we have there. So we're doing a lot of amazing things. It's community run. Miss Rodette is the garden manager there. I thank her so much for supporting our project. Without her, we would not have a home. So I'm so happy that Filbert Street has let the Baltimore Compost Collective be there to be able to teach people about the benefits of composting.
So we're talking to Marvin Hayes. He's the manager of the Baltimore Compost Collective down in Baltimore. I read about him in an article by the NRDC, and they're expanding some things. This is a good time now to go into that, that composting helps clean the air down there. How bad is the air in Baltimore, and why is starving the incinerator a big deal?
It's kind of personal for me. I have a family member who lived in Westport, which is maybe a mile away from the incinerator where Bresco is. And she suffered from asthma. And I remember putting her on a nebulizer and her shaking from the steroids. And back then, I didn't know that all the harmful things that were coming from that incinerator. And then it has the nerve to have Baltimore's signature out there on the incinerator and claim that they're giving clean energy to Baltimore City when that's not the case. People are dying. People in the Curtis Bay, Brooklyn area, Cherry Hill, Westport area, Lakeland are dying due to the fumes that Bresco, you know, you can definitely even see it on people's faces. When I talk to different community members, they're definitely impacted by the fumes coming from the incinerator. And not only that, but we have two incinerators in Curtis Bay that they bring trash from other places to burn, a medical incinerator, and we have another incinerator there. So working with Ms. Destiny from the United Workers, we're definitely trying to shut that down as well. And like I say, 50% of Baltimore City municipal trash can be composted. So we can compost. Why does the city give us big trash cans and charges for $8 recyclable bins when if we would compost and do curbside composting, we wouldn't need large trash cans? And we can get back to the earth and give carbon back into the soil and feed the community.
Mm-hmm. And organic matter is a big source of methane too, so it's
yeah.
When you're taking that out of the waste product, you're doing a good thing. Do people get it? I mean, do they understand that if you can get a bigger degree of composting, you're going to reduce the air problem in Baltimore?
Yes, that's why I'm so blessed to have the people of Federal Hill, Locust Point, and Riverside supporting this project. Maybe this can start there, and we can do these collectives all around Baltimore City at urban gardens on a small scale. And then hopefully we can go into large scales where we can create jobs for people. And we can create black gold soil enhancer for people to be able to grow their own food.
Right. And people really, they have the desire to grow their own food, do you think?
Yes, people have. We have currently about, I want to say, 10 to 15 raised beds, and they are all full in Curtis Bay. So, and I know with other community gardens that I visit throughout the city, people are growing. You know, people are growing their own food. They're understanding the benefits of growing your own food and eating natural and organically. So people are learning, but they just have to be exposed. That's why I think this program is so important about teaching people the benefits of composting.
Mm-hmm. And how many people are involved in your farm and composting effort?
So currently we have 50 customers in Federal Hill. We have one commercial customer, Pearl Raw Juice, Mr. Richard Manson, who sponsored a new three-bin system for us back in the summer. He did a fundraiser for us where he raised over $1,500 for us to grow, to be able to grow our capacity so we can add on more customers. So we're at 50. And in the collective, we have so many partners with the collective, the Institute for Self-Reliance, Ms. Brenda Platt, Linda Belson. We have the Able Foundation, Associated Black Charities, Filbert Street Garden, Mr. Mike Dorsey, LLC. just so many people in Baltimore City supporting us. Miss Andretti down at planning, all her support that she's provided for us. So everybody, we're growing, and we want to definitely get younger children to the garden to be able to teach them about the benefits of composting. So on a monthly basis, I'm doing workshops at the garden to teach people about the benefits of composting.
Why do you say the benefits of composting and not say the benefits of healthy vegetables?
Because you don't have healthy vegetables without healthy soil. Mm-hmm. So you need the black gold in order to have for your produce to grow. And some of my piles, I have pumpkins growing, I have scallions growing in my, and they're not even finished curing. So that's how fertile the black gold is. So if you have good black gold and good soil, you have good produce.
And you're probably always looking for a new lot to open up, right?
Yes, we would love to be able to model this program in other communities. We're modeled from a program called BK Rock in Brooklyn, which is a bicycle youth-run food scrap collection service. And we want to go to bicycle-operated, but we have Hanover Street Bridge to cross. So we're waiting for a docking station somewhere in Federal Hill. Mr. Manson has been so supportive at Pearl Bar Juice that we're working on that. So we're constantly growing and educating Baltimore City and moving Baltimore towards zero waste.
That's cool. Do you think it's going to be a day when you're going to shut down that incinerator?
Yes, it's going to be a day soon when we're going to shut down that incinerator. The young people at Ben Franklin, Kenneth Moss, they're working on doing mass composting in their school and working on educating people to let them know that we got to shut down Briscoe. Once again, we have to learn so we don't have to burn, and we have to starve this incinerator, feed the soul, and feed the community.
Beautiful. I love your phrases, man. That's so awesome what you're doing. You keep it up. It's congratulations. We talk a lot on Digging in the Dirt about soil. I think it's coming to people's minds. You can't have good vegetables. You can't have healthy plants. You can't be healthy yourself unless you're growing healthy food. And It's nice to see something like this being put together. Do you think that the politicians down there, the community, the municipal leaders are getting this and are being supportive for you?
Yes, they are at all our rallies supporting this. We are now in 2019. We don't have to burn trash anymore. And they are working on legislation so we don't, for clean air, for rescuing food, so that we can start large-scale composting here in Baltimore City. So when you put out your recyclables, you will put out your composting bucket, and it will be taken to a large-scale facility and processed and then turned into black gold soil enhancer.
Yeah. So you think someday you might be selling this stuff to different local areas, to farmers?
We would love to sell it. The only thing we just need to get it, in order to call it fertilizer, it has to be tested. So we definitely would love to sell some black gold. We have a partnership with Ace Hardware Store, and we're definitely looking into, at one point, not right now, but at some point in the future, being able to sell our black gold and being able to give it to our customers as well.
That's really cool. So, when we were talking just prior to setting up this interview and everything, you started telling me a story about Hustlers and how they've transformed. Now, you want to tell me the story about that group of guys and let the listeners know what's going on?
Big shout out to Mr. Xavier at Soul Food City in Washington, D.C., where he's turned Hustlers into Harvesters. He's took young men who were doing crimes in D.C., and now they're selling their own pepper sauce. So big shout out. And this is just what you can do when it comes to composting. He has transformed old composting sites that were abandoned, and now they're using those sites to make soil and to grow food. So they're doing big things. And you can use this where young people who don't have an opportunity and hustlers or people who have been arrested and detained who are coming home now can have these jobs and green jobs and be able to get training on small-scale composting, workforce development, and be able to turn this into a career for themselves and green jobs and benefit their community in a positive way now.
Huh. So these guys are making their own hot sauce, and it's popular.
Their own pepper sauce. their own pepper sauce.
What's the name of it so people want to go look for it?
It's called pepper sauce.
Okay, just pepper sauce.
Yeah, pimpin' sauce.
How do you spell it?
P-I-M-P-I-N sauce.
Oh, wow. P-I-M-P-I-N?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yes.
Pimpin' sauce.
Mm-hmm.
That's really cool. I'm happy to hear stuff like that go on. It's really, it brings a smile to my face.
Yes.
Anything else you want to add in here before we wrap up? We're talking to Marvin Hayes. He's the Baltimore Compost Collective organizer down there. He runs the show, and you can tell he's really excited about what's going on. I'm excited. It's like, sounds great. I'm so happy to be able to bring you on the air here and talk about it.
Yes. I would say, just to wrap it up, everybody, just, you know, let's learn so we don't have to burn. Let's start composting. If you want to do it in your backyard, if you want to have a small bin of worms in your basement or underneath of your shelf, you're benefiting the community. You're diverting all of your waste from the incinerator, who are, like I said, once again, spreading so many harmful chemicals throughout Baltimore City. So please, let's learn so we don't have to burn. Let's starve the incinerator, feed the soil, feed the community. Remember, compost around is a terrible thing to waste.
There you go. Start a garden, right?
Yes, start a garden. Start a garden. Yes, start a garden and feed your community.
Well, thank you, Marvin Hayes of the Baltimore Compost Collective, for coming here on Digging in the Dirt. Happy to hear your story, and I'm sure a lot of people were happy to hear it also.
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you later. Thanks.
Okay. All right.
Digging in the dirt. Digging in the dirt.
You've been listening to Digging in the Dirt with Kevin Gallagher.